Introducing DBM, the premium AV distributor, bringing the highest quality video and audio to your clients. Here at DBM, we pride ourselves on providing customizable, bespoke packages and invite you to join us through the entire process, ensuring a truly personalized experience. Our highly trained, experienced team members will ensure a seamless installation with support always at hand. Your journey to elevated AV integration starts today with DBM.
Hello everybody and welcome to The Integrated Home, the podcast that's produced by the home integration community for the home integration community. My name is Jeff Hayward and today we're going to be talking about women and integration. How can we get more women working in the integration industry? What are the opportunities and what can be the benefits to an integration business? Welcome to The Integrated Home. I'm delighted to be joined by Christine Zamora from Lutron and Katie Sparavon from London AV Solutions today. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you very much.
And first of all, let's get introductions out of the way. Christina, do you want to give us a little bit about you, your role at Lutron?
Yeah, sure. So I work for Lutron Lighting Controls Company. I am the Experience Center Manager of Experience Center of Lutron over here in London. And what I do is I educate people into lighting controls, window treatments, and how they bring value into people's homes and people's projects.
Excellent. And Katie, what about you and London AV Solutions?
I'm the co-founder, CEO of London AV Solutions. We also have a company in Surrey, Surrey AV Solutions. We started our company back in 2008, working in AV. Run the company alongside my husband, Mikkel, but we're based in Guildford with a team of about 25 at the moment, working on ultra prime high residential in London and Surrey.
Very good. So, historically, why do you think careers as integrators have not had great appeal to women?
I think that in my experience, I have not seen that many women, because what I've been sitting on or where I had experiences was mainly with engineers. I was looking into numbers, right? I think that in the UK, less than 18% of students in engineering schools are women. So I think that really drives why there are not a lot of women in our industry. And if we ever really want to bring in more women, I think that we need to look into the root cause of why we don't really have that many women in engineering.
What do you think, Katie? What's the reason behind this industry? And it's very male dominated, isn't it?
It's, yeah, very, very much so. But I think it's also an awareness of our industry. I don't think, you know, if you ask college aged or university aged people if they understand that there's a residential AV industry as a whole, that many people would even have an awareness of it at that age. And then just education paths into the industry is the same. You know, when we're recruiting anyone at the moment, it's very difficult to find an official education path in, which CDA are working on, but that takes time to get through. So I do a lot of talks in sixth form schools locally where I explain about our industry and just trying to raise awareness of it to people so they know it exists.
And there's a broader context because construction itself is pretty heavily male dominated still.
Yeah, I think so. I think it depends where you're looking at within construction as well, because interior design is different. Maybe on the consultancy teams, it's quite even in terms of architects, interior designers, consultants, lighting designers on site. It's probably a different matter. But then the actual engineering side of things is quite heavily predominantly male still.
And technology, Christina, is again, if you've grown up with it, it's been seen as more a male preserve than a woman's preserve.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, I think that technology is just appealing to newer generations, as you know, likewise women and men. I think just the real difference comes in probably backgrounds, there's educational backgrounds, and those with educational backgrounds, sometimes you have more women than more men. And I think that if we really want to change this, we need to make this, you know, industry a little bit more attractive to women. We need to see why actually women are not taking those kind of studies. Or, you know, but I think that today technology it's as attractive, I would say, to a woman than to a man. I mean, I see my nephews and nieces, right? I see them way more excited about, you know, PlayStations, both in women and men. And before, probably it was not the case. Before, it was probably more differentiated. But now, nowadays, I think, you know, newer generations are pretty much alike.
I think that's right, Katie. We've kind of moved on from the world of boys' toys, bachelor pads, and things,
haven't we? Teenage girls, and they're obsessed with gaming. Like, they are, you know, I can't get them off gaming and Fortnite. So all of them, and maybe that's because they've grown up in a house full of gaming things and tech everywhere. But I don't think they even have that thought as young people. I don't think they think this is a boys thing or a girls thing. It's just, you know, it's just fun. It's just a thing that they do. So I don't think it's the younger generation. I don't think they're as aware as we are of this. They just do what they like to do, and it's fun, and tech is everywhere.
Back in 2008, when you came into this industry, what was your perception then? Because you were a pioneer for women in the industry at that time.
I started even younger than that. So when I was 18, I was working in between universities. So 18 to 21, I was working for a Danish builder. So every single time that I would come back from uni, I'd be working there. And then I worked there for a proper year when I finished university as well. So I was a 21-year-old on site in Notting Hill on a building site in the early 2000s. So those times were very, very different, very, very different to what they are now. It was intimidating back then. It was awkward and uncomfortable, and the behaviors on site were very, very different, you know, then compared to now. Those behaviors are just not acceptable. Just that perception was different back then to what it is now. It's very changed now.
And do you think it's improving in your time in the industry, Christina?
Absolutely. I would say that going to site for me has been the most, you know, amazing experience ever. I started in this industry back in 2015. All of the things that I have seen and how the systems actually worked, now I finally get to see it live in situ, somewhere installed, connected. But I never really felt that I didn't belong, that I didn't have a place on the meeting, or that people were not listening to me, or not at all. I was part of a team, and, you know, we were looking into the project, we were looking into what we were going to do. And that was probably one of the best things that I could ever do, to actually learn. So I would encourage, you know, to young women coming into the industry, actually going on site is one of the best things that you could ever do. So do it.
And what would you say, Katie, about the role of a female integrator? What sort of challenges or differences do you face when you're working on site or going into those project team meetings?
I would say sometimes there's an initial perception, because I work with my husband a lot as well. Sometimes we're in these meetings together. So sometimes there's a perception that he'll take the lead, but he doesn't. I take the lead. And you get respect by just being good at what you do, and, you know, confidence, and just going into the meetings. And, you know, the minute you start talking, people understand you really do know what you're talking about. And, you know, you can engage in very high profile DTM meetings with big teams, and it's fine. So I think it's confidence, though, but I've been doing it a long time, so I've built that confidence up. I think for quite a while, I hid behind Mikkel, and I would be the note taker and the one writing the emails, and he would get all the glory for them, but I'd be the one too. So it comes in time. But I agree with Christina. I love going to site. I typically go whenever they're just about to destroy a building, and then go again at the end whenever it's beautiful. I reconnect with what we do when I'm on site. You can sit behind your desk and you lose connection with what you're actually doing, and then going back to site to see a finished project or talk to a client or something is fantastic.
And you've actually built your business around that kind of very strong women-led culture. So you were telling me that, what is it, you've got
35% of our team right now are female. And We when we're hiring, you know, we only have a very small number of roles which actually need to be technical, with technical engineering experience. So, you know, they're mainly our design team and our engineering team. Other roles within the business, like a project manager, for example, is a project manager role. It's only those niche roles which we struggle to recruit women. I would love to have a team of female engineers. I've never had one apply yet for a role. it's also the right person for the job, and we're doing it based on, you know, the merits of their application.
How's the male-female balance at Luchon?
Well, I would say that we are getting better. I mean, we recognize that when you have more women, you develop solutions that are gender biased, right? You think about everybody. When you think about being in a meeting, developing a product, and you have women around, they will think about the needs of a woman, right? What is it that speaks to women? What is it that speaks to men? So having those two coming together to be able to develop, you know, new solutions, new systems is incredibly valuable. And I think that we recognize that. So we have more women than we ever had before, even more on leadership roles now. I think we could do a little bit better, but agreeing with Katie, I think the engineering team is mainly men still today. So I think that we as an industry really have to do something with, you know, with schools. What is it that women are not really attracted to engineering schools, right? I think that we still have a bit more to do, but we are in a good track, I would say.
And that work you're doing, Katie, is that with that CDN Next Gen program that they've brought out, or is it just something independently that you're doing?
No, it's something I help just with a local school close to the office in terms of that. But any opportunity I can get, I would go out and talk to young people about it. I do need to understand more about the apprenticeship schemes and the work CD is doing, because I think that's where it starts. Like, we have to start telling people that this is even a career path. When we're recruiting as well, when people are coming for interview, they're applying to be a project manager. They didn't really apply to be a project manager in a custom AV installation company. And when they start to understand what you do, it's just so exciting. Every day is different, every project is different. It's not really, you know, the industry that they're applying to, it's the role they're applying to. The difference is with engineering, they're applying because they've done some kind of course, or they're electricians, and, you know, they've managed to get into this industry. So I think that's where we need to try to just raise awareness of the industry as a whole.
And what do you think female employees bring to the industry? What can they offer that's different or better than their male counterparts in a similar position?
I think you just, as I said, you just develop solutions and services that are there to think about everybody, right? So I think, you know, a sort of integration, right, of learning a house. What is it sometimes is really important for women? And I think that you don't really think about it until you are the person. But why is they never thought about it? Because they never have to go through it, right? When you have people that are women that go through these kind of things, you actually start to develop solutions and actually think about, you know, those people as well. It's just so simple. So you have to have equality. You have to have both to really develop solutions that are really focused on both of them, women and men as equal. I think that developing an industry that offers these equal opportunities will eventually attract more women, right? So if you see the industry from the outside and you see the industry being predominantly led by men, and you see only men in senior and director roles, what it tells you is that it's actually really hard to be able to break that ceiling glass that a lot of people actually, you know. Maybe that's something that I don't really want to go into. Maybe I want to go into another industry that probably is more, you know, more equal. But I think that we have to work a lot as an industry to actually break that, to make it better for newer generations to actually join.
Good points. And Katie, the experiences that your company delivers, it's irrespective of the sex of the person experiencing it, it still makes you feel great and entertained and comfortable and relaxed, and, as Christina said, secure. So, you know, you need to be able to understand all parties living within the house, not just...
Yeah, I think that's what I bring differently. I do a lot of scoping sessions with clients, and I'm just asking a whole series of questions, but I'm also understanding who lives in the house and how the house is used, if it's a family house, if there's kids. And, you know, I've got my own experience. I've got my own perspective of having kids and kids that leave lights on all over the house, for example. And, you know, lighting control solves that problem. And just speaking from that perspective, I think that goes down really well when I'm talking to people.
And I think that that's when you develop really powerful solutions. When you really think about every single user, and you really think about who is going to be here, but everybody.
And I bet the lighting conversation is easier as well, Christina, isn't it? When you're bringing the whole family into that, because it's technology, but it's also decorative. It enhances the mood of the space, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it, yeah, absolutely. It enhances the mood, really creates the right ambience for the very common example of kids, right? For me, to be able to dim the lights at night so that the kids they can start to relax so that when they go to bed, they actually really go to bed. By making it functional, make it simple. So what is it that you need to be able to make this work, to have a house that is going to be smart and is going to be functional, it's going to give you all the comforts, but it's going to be adapted to you, to what you need, to what your family needs?
I would quite honestly say that I look more at the sound, for example, or the picture quality, than I necessarily do at how it looks within the room. Where I work with my wife as a team, and I don't know if this is similar to experiences you have, but it's just like, we need to understand that it's how they fit with your lifestyle, with your interior, and that definitely is a joined up piece of thinking.
It's working with a team, so we're doing a very big project at the moment, as it's to have audio file quality sound, but it's not to be seen at all. Like, it's categorically not to be seen. This is just part of design coordination. You know, we get the scope and then we go into this big design coordination phase where we just go to and fro until we've worked it out. And we're so lucky, we've got all these products in this industry. We've got so many manufacturers, so many models of everything to choose from.
And the opportunities to build relationships and build really strong collaborations with lighting designers and interior designers. I mean, you must see that a lot, Christina, in the work that you do.
Yeah, probably thousands coming to the center here every day. And I think that the work that we do is just to educate them how to bring value to their projects, but make it very functional. I think that, you know, Katie, what you mentioned is so true. We see that every day in a lot of projects. I think that technology, it's less regarded as something that needs to be a gadget. It's moving more to the experiential, to hide away. It's there, it's functional, it's doing something for me, but it's sort of working at the background, right? What I see is the value of what I can feel and hear over here, not really what's behind the wall. And we see that more and more in projects. So you have an iPad probably in the living room to be able to have all of your general BMS. But then on the wall, you have basically a switch. It's a keypad that is going to just functionally just turn the lights on and off. And it's going to trigger the sound, or it's going to turn on the TV. But just making it more discreet, I think. But yeah, I don't know if that's really gender biased. I can tell you, Jeff, in my house, the one that cooks is my husband. I don't cook. I hate to cook. He hates TVs. I hate TVs. We love music. We love music. And he loves technology. I love technology. So I think it's just depending on the individual, probably.
We're building beautiful houses. You know, that's a priority for either. If you're going to invest in that size of investment in building a house or renovating a house, it, you know, ultimately people do want it to be beautiful. So I don't think it's gender specific.
What I'm picking up from you both is that the industry's moved on, culture in this country's moved on a lot, but there's still perhaps a way to go. But also, you know, we've got to move on from lazy stereotyping and actually think, right, how can we attract more women into this industry? What do you think will make it more attractive, aside from getting the industry itself better known? What can we do to create a better environment for them?
I think when we're hiring, we just need to be conscious when we're hiring as owners of companies as well, whether just ensuring that we are hiring just an open mind. We've changed our hiring strategy quite a lot over the last year, just to not hire necessarily because you've been in the industry 10 years or you've been here or been there. It's just the actual, you know, the core values of the person and how much they want to learn and, you know, their skills. So I think just consciously thinking when you're hiring and not necessarily going to the pool of CVs that we all see all the time, just looking a bit further outside of that pool, their actual, you know, willingness to learn and their core skills and core values, which is really important. So maybe a wider approach to recruitment from outside of the industry where possible.
What do you think, Christina?
I would say to make this industry more attractive, you have to have an industry that has more women. So equality, really have more women representing, not just on the baseline of our industry, but also on leadership. We have to have more women in leadership in this industry, a lot more than what we have today. We have to have equal pay. And I think that that probably is not just this industry, it's every single industry. I think that we still have a gap on pay on, you know, women. We have to have equal opportunities and equal benefits as well. We want to attract women. yes, we need to understand that women get pregnant and women have kids. That's not something that we can share 50-50 with men. It's not. So we need to develop benefits within our industry that are going to make sure that we're going to look after them. And then, you know, when they want to come back to work, we're here to support them. We're here to be able to, you know, make sure that they can speak up. You are here for a reason. You are part of this meeting for a reason, and you own it. You own it. And when you have that support around you, I think that you're actually more encouraged to actually just own it. I might be the only woman in this meeting, but I'm here for a reason. And I'm here with the same opportunities and with the same skills as you all have. This is a very well-deserved place. We need to make it better, I think, to make it equal.
Wow, powerful. Katie, anything to add to that?
I mean, just calling out if there is any negative narrative as well, anything which is unacceptable, just calling it out. It's just a problem with that person. It's that person who is wrong, or the culture of the company that they work for. Maybe they tolerate that, which isn't okay. I think the younger generation are not going to put up for things that I put up with when I was in my early 20s. We're just not brushing it under the carpet. It's not okay.
And I think that when I was part of Women in AB back in 2019, something that really struck me was we are a minority, but who are the majority? They're men. So we need to work with them. We need to bring them into this community. We cannot just work as women within our industry and be just women. Yes, it's a very good, but very important for us to have our community, but we need to bring men in to make them aware. I was in a meeting and I was the only woman. And one of my colleagues offered coffee. The person who happened to really want coffee, he looked at me, because I was the only woman, saying, yeah, I would like to have a cappuccino, please. So I just looked back at my colleague and say, oh yeah, he's going to have a cappuccino, please. And I knew that I could do that because I knew that my colleagues would support me because I'm aware of it and because I've been part of this community and because I can stand up for myself. But when you have the support around you, you are empowered to be able to do that. And I think that the person really didn't do it, you know, with bad intentions. When he realized what he had just done, he was like, oh yes, of course, yes, you know. They realized, but that's a good lesson learned. So that I can probably guarantee you the next time, you know, probably since when I think twice to offer, you know, who's going to offer coffee and who's going to ask for it. I don't know. I think it's just really making sure that we bring in men into this community, make them more aware to be able to empower women within the industry. Oh, there's a lot to work on, obviously, but if we have men listening right now, I would say just be conscious about it, you know, include women, give them their place, encourage them, empower them, hire more women.
Well, we probably do have quite a few men listening. What would you say to any blokes out there listening to this, Katie?
I don't think the men in the industry necessarily are comfortable either, that there's so many men in the industry. You know, it's something we talk about over and over and over again. I just think we just need to keep going, and it will change over time. Like, it will change. It's just one of those things that's, you know, slowly changing, but I think it's changing because the society is changing as well. And I just think it will start to even out. But yeah, just be consciously aware. And yeah, it's great having a diverse office as well. It makes it a nice place to come to work with, you know, a mixture of opinions, a mixture of just people. It's just lovely. So just be consciously aware, I think, and don't have those opinions of 20 years ago, because there's just no place for them anymore, I think.
Yeah, quite. And what about to any young women thinking of getting into the industry, or, you know, maybe women who are just starting off in the industry? What advice would you have, Christina?
I would just say this is an incredible industry because it has so much future. There's just so much we can do. So they have a future ahead that is, you know, waiting for them. I would say, you know, you're arriving into the right moment. We said this industry has changed. I didn't know this industry when probably Katie came in. All of my experiences on site have been super positive. So really, they're joining in the best time. If you feel like you are the only woman, then just look for a community of people. There's just so many organizations out there, right? You have women in AV, women in construction, women in technology. There's just so many things out there that you can just go out and share, you know, ideas, and then maybe just share it with your colleagues as well. I do that all the time. I think join in. It's fantastic. You have a great future. If you feel alone, you're not alone. You are, you know, where there's a lot of more women coming and you have great communities around, just look out for them.
And Katie, what would you say?
Yeah, I think I agree with Christina. There's so much opportunity right now. There's the industry is growing and growing, and you know, this is a really good time to come on board. And there's so many different roles within AV companies as well. You know, there's so many different roles that you can apply for or be part of. So it's not just, you know, being on site with tools and all this. It's just a small part. I mean, our engineering team is, you know, a percentage of our company. It's not it's a smaller percentage than all the other people in our company. So, you know, all the pre-planning and the design and the sales and all the stuff that happens to make a job happen is a vast team of people with different roles. So, you know, all of them are open to both men and women. So, no, it's very exciting, and I would strongly advocate people not being put off by assuming it's a male-dominated industry, so it's not necessary.
Well, brilliant. Thank you. Thank you both so much for joining. Really interesting to hear your stories, your perspectives. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be more women coming into this industry in the future, and hopefully sooner rather than later.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katie and Christina, for talking with us today. You can find out more about the Integrated Home on Instagram at Integrated Home Podcast and on LinkedIn at the Integrated Home Podcast. The Integrated Home is brought to you with the support of Distributed by Meridian. We support Together for Cinema, and we are a Wildwood Plus production.
The Integrated Home supports Together for Cinema. Together for Cinema is an AV industry movement that designs and installs cinema rooms in children's hospices across the UK. So far, thanks to the huge generosity of manufacturers, distributors and integrators freely giving of their time, products and expertise, we've created 21 dedicated cinemas. In these special places, children, their families, staff and volunteers are now enjoying fantastic movie experiences together. We want to build more rooms in more hospices for more children. To do that, we need your help. Visit togetherforcinema.co.uk and find out how you can be involved to help make short lives that little bit better.